Well, hello there. Oh, it's okay. I didn't mean to scare you. Where did I come from? What, you've never seen a girl come out of a wall before? Just kidding. I know they hide me very well. Part of me is painted like a bookshelf, and part of me is painted like a vending machine. This part, over here, is like one of those magic eye pictures. You know, like the ones where you stare at them and they look like they're in 3D? Well, congratulations, Honeybun. I am in 3D. That's right. Those are my tits you're staring at. Don't you know it's rude to stare? I mean, we're both trapped here in this little room, and it's not like I can reject your advances and just walk away. How would you like it if I started staring at, whatever's happening there in your front of your pants right now? Talk about 3D. Anyway, so I bet you have questions like, can I fuck you? Or, who are you? And what are you doing here? The second one's probably better to start off with. You know how when you signed up for this escape room, there was that sign that said, if you could solve all of our puzzles and escape in 30 minutes or less, you'd win an amulet valued at $50? So the guy who runs this place, his name is Ernie, and he had about 50 of these amulets because he had like a friend who used to make them. Well, as fate would have it, when he started advertising them, the business for this place tripled. No, don't mind me, I'm just putting down a little floor mat. Apparently, you get like a cheap t-shirt or something at most escape rooms, but this place was offering a $50 prize. Ernie's like, you know, a good businessman in some ways, but not in others. You know, that type of deal. Anyway, we're out of amulets. However, Ernie likes to keep the big crowds coming here, so we still advertise that there's an amulet if you get out in time. And naturally, that means that he made the puzzles, like, impossible, so no one can escape in 30 minutes. Now, the problem with that is... What? Oh, yeah, I'm just getting down on my knees. Don't worry, the paint is dry. It's not gonna get on your dick. Where was I? Right. If the puzzles actually are unsolvable, we could get sued. So they're just super hard. Moop! I just flicked your boner when I said that. Oh, you know, it's ironic. You'd think that there'd be like 5 people here. It makes them easier for them to solve stuff, like everyone putting their heads together and whatnot. But it's actually the opposite. Usually, if you have 5 people, that means it's a bunch of friends or coworkers just decided that it would be fun to experience and go and try and solve the puzzles. They think, hey, it's probably pretty easy. We got this. Nice cock. I love how thick it is. Anyways, they're always amateurs. The communication between them is awful. Most of them don't know how to decode any messages. They have no idea what's important and what's not. And sometimes they can't even put the billiards balls in order. And that's like the easiest part in this whole room. There you go, sweetie. Let me know if you want me to pump faster. We had this one guy, and he's like trying to solve a 3-letter code. The machine literally says 3-letter code on it, and there's only 3 buttons. And so his girlfriend or whatever, she was pretty cute. She had like a nice skirt, and she's reading the riddle. If you're 17 and over, you can use this to see an animal makes honey, and one step closer you'll be. Now, I don't know if that's the exact wording, but that was basically it. Anyways, so the word is rib, right? R rating for 17 and over. I is the what you see out of. The whole theme was Garden of Eden. So he's got the R. Yeah, babe, of course you can slap me in the nose if you want. Ugh, nice. Anyways, he's got the R, which took forever, by the way. And he's got the I, and he's like, an animal that makes honey, a bear? And I wanted to be like, a bear? What the fuck is wrong with you? But there wasn't anything I could do. I had to stay silent. Anyway, that's like the level of genius we usually get here. Yes. Grab the side of my head. Yeah, that's hot. I mean, he was looking for a letter. He has an R and an I and a bear? What kind of animal makes honey? What the fuck? However, what I notice is that there's something really interesting about individuals. Like, you're not gonna go buy an escape room to yourself unless you really know your stuff. You have to be a special, rare combo of fast, smart, and confident, and be able to keep the numbers in your head. These are the people who have a chance. So that's why, that's where I come in. Ooh, sorry. I'm just getting so distracted by you. When someone like you comes in and has solved almost everything in the room in just a few minutes, well, my job is to distract you. It's called a slowdown blowdown. I call it that. Ernie thinks it's tacky, but regardless, I'm his insurance policy to make sure that the only escape you get to do is all over my face. What's that? Does he just pay me to stand here all day and he wouldn't save money by just buying new amulets? I don't know. Probably. I'm not the puzzle solver here, cutie. You're the puzzle solver. Yes. Yes. How do you like that? Oh, there's a flashlight behind that grate, by the way. It's an easier way to read the note on the bottom of the cabinet. Just a pro tip. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay, that's one too many twitches. We'll have to stop. I can't have you blow too quickly. You're still a few minutes ahead of schedule. I can't let you win an amulet, can I? We don't have any. So, let's take your pants off. Let me get in position. Did you bring a condom? Oh, right. Probably, yeah. Probably not. It's shit, it's 10:45 in the morning and you're in an escape room, so probably not. Alright, well, let's hope for the best then, huh? Okay. I'm ready. I hope missionary will suffice. I'd let you bend me over the podium where the Rubik's Cube is, but like three times ago, one of the, you know, little cubes broke off the corner, and so Ernie said, that's definitely a no-sex area. Yeah, that's right. You can be rough. There's this riddle I really like, which, we put into our room sometimes. Fuck me, baby. Fuck. It's like the ending for a pirate and the beginning for a golfer and the middle for a student who is the state of those who prosper. Oh, isn't that so clever? Oh, so some people are like, hey, it's seven letters. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it's seven letters. So they're like, what's a seven letters date where people prosper? New York? And they input New York and they're trying to reverse engineer the answer. You know, fuck, you're so hard. And they're like, it's not New York. Whatever the states could have, could it be with seven letters? You know, where's the state you prosper? Florida? Vermont? Montana? Can't be fucking Montana, can it? And then some people are like, no, it's a riddle, stupid. The ending of the pirate is the letter E. Oh, oh, yes, baby. You can squeeze my tits. And the beginning of golfer is G. And the middle of student is D. So they're like, E, G, D. And then someone thought, maybe the rest was a four-letter state. So he put in, like, E, G, D, Iowa? Like, that's supposed to be the fucking answer. But you see, it is a riddle. But it's a deeper riddle. Oh, fuck me deeper. Oh, God. Yes. The ending for a pirate is an X, because X marks the spot. Oh, that's the fucking spot, baby. Oh, and the beginning for a golfer is the T, you know, like where he hits the ball off of, and then, God, I'm getting so close. The middle for a student is C, like a C grade. Oh, fuck. Choke me a little. I'm right on the edge. And so together, it's XTC or ecstasy. That's the answer. Oh, fuck. And you, if you get that, the box opens and there's a little sponge inside. But when you squeeze the water out of the sponge, it says, it says, congratulations, you're doing great. So the whole puzzle is like, totally useless. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Fuck. Did you come, baby? Oh, you didn't. Well, that's a shame. Your 30 minutes ended about a minute ago. A minute and a half ago, to be precise. So I guess the fun's over. Come back next fall when we have a new theme. It'll be Native American history. Does that sound good? just kidding. You big brainiac. Look at your expression. Priceless. Of course you can come on my face. What, am I gonna risk a bad review? Ernie would be furious. Besides, how could I stop you? We're trapped in an escape room together, silly. Okay, fire when ready, Puzzle Master. Yeah. Here, I'll give you a puzzle. There are 9 spots on my face that form a convex polygon with the makeup I'm wearing. How many can you connect to each other with jets of your cum? There's a strategy that makes it easier. Keep pumping. Are you gonna blow? Come on. Make that load escape, baby. Find that final key and twist it in. And turn it in that tight little lock. And explode just before that timer goes off. Come on, baby. Come on. 3-letter box. C. U. Jesus Christ, a fucking bear, an animal that makes honey. I still can't wrap my head around it. How fucking dumb was that? Anyway, M, come for me. Yes, yes, all over my face. Yeah. Yes. No, not on the Fibonacci sequence. Ah, damn it. Some of you ricocheted off my face and onto the Fibonacci sequence. Oh, well, we're gonna have to wash that. All in a day's work, I suppose. I mean, after all, when it comes to occupational maintenance, there's no escape. Am I right?